Youth Ches Ador, Thursday the 28th of February, Rabbi Daniel Rowe, the Haggadah Part 1, Regatho Levincho.
Okay, so Bershustam, what I wanted to do is take a bit of a broader look at the Haggadah as a whole, but focused on a particular area of it. Particularly, I'll show you in a second, we'll start with looking at the Arab Abonim and what the Baal Haggadah is doing there. Because actually, one of the most difficult things to work out on Leil HaSeder sometimes is the structure of the Haggadah itself. What are the key points that we're trying to get out and how are we doing it? In as much as we're used to very often hearing or focusing on many little pratim of important points that come out in the Haggadah, but actually if you stop and ask someone what is the Seder, how do we move from point to point? It's not always so clear. You know, we start, if a person had never seen a Seder night before, but they'd seen lots of other, they've seen generally Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Tzuras HaDevarim, the way things work. So Kiddush is pretty familiar. And from there onwards, everything starts to go out of order. Our minhag generally is only the balabais washes, which is already a strange thing. And then the karapas and the yachatz. So everything's starting to be strange and unusual. And then the actual magid itself is very interesting. If we try to sort of follow a flow, it's not always obvious where we're going. We begin... After we get the manishtana, we get the questions. We try and get these questions. Then these questions come, and we begin as if we're about to answer them. We're sort of poised. Avodim hayinu lefarav Mitzrayim. You know, we were avodim. We came free. And we were sort of waiting on the edge of the seat, and therefore, and instead we go. We move around, and sort of we arrive in Bnei Barak, and then we arrive in Arab Abonim, and then we finally have this very seemingly out of place little brice of Yochum Rosh Chodesh, you know, it's sort of the wrong time to be asking that question. But and then we move Mitchila over the Avodah Zarah, we go back to before Avraham Avinu, we're kind of all over, and then we move forward to Kriyas Yam Sof. We're in many different places in Leil HaSeder. So I want to focus a little bit on getting a sense of the structure of things, and to do so, of course, to do so via the area of the Haggadah that we're very familiar with, well, every area we're probably very familiar with, but the Arab Abonim. Says the Haggadah, quoting, it's basically Yerushalmi, but it's really, it's Makor, is the Mechilta, the version we have here. Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, the Torah speaks to four children. Echad Chochem, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad She'ein Edelishol. One is wise, one is cynical, one is simple, and one does not know how to ask questions. So I've given the handout here, the actual Psukim, because it's very helpful to focus on the differences the Baal Haggadah, actually the Baal HaBrisa, makes Baal HaMedrash on in terms of what appears to be a very radical change from the actual psukim themselves. Let's take a look at the Haggadah. The Haggadah says, "Chochma u'oyma ma'edus v'achukim mishpatim ashetziv Hashem alakeinu eschem." What are all these different mitzvahs in their different forms and permutations that Hashem has commanded you? The afat or emeloi kilchas haPesach, so you teach him like kilchas haPesach, aim after nach haPesach afi koimon. That you don't go past the maftir, the final dessert, the last taste is the afikoimon. There's many beautiful, deep pshatim in what this answer exactly is. The simplest, of course, is kilchas haPesach b'yemei haMechilta, just meant Mishnayos Psachim. So you go through the Mishnayos of the last Berak of Psachim, which is the Haggadah, basically, and you just do it up till Eim Aftir Nech HaPesach HaVikoimim, which was the last Mishnah, via Mayhem. So in other words, you run the Haggadah. The interesting thing is that, you see, if you just read that out of context, what you'd assume is that the Chochem is sitting there on Seder night, wondering why we're having Matzah and Maror, basically asking the Manishtana. So you go through Kilchas HaPesach, you go through all the Haggadah with them. But when we look in the Chumash, here it's in the handouts over here, in the Vayeschanan, which is where we locate the Chochem, the question of the Chochem in the Torah. So the context there is very clear that it's not uniquely a question about Leil HaSeder at all. The context there is that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his great speech before he leaves the world, his 36 days of Hayom Moshe Be'eretz Yisrael. And we have Parshas Vayeschanan where he does Chazor of the Aseres HaDibros, and he goes through and he starts talking to Klal Yisrael, basically begging us to keep the Torah mitzvahs, even when we'll be in Eretz Yisrael, and there'll be all this nisayon, all the tests, all the struggles with the local culture of Avodah Zarah. And he says, you know, he says that, and then he says, "Ki yishalcha bincha mocha lemar." If your child will ask you in the future, saying, that Hashem our God commands you, what are all these different mitzvahs? In other words, what prompts the question of the Chacham is not uniquely connected to Leil HaSeder at all. It's not a Seder night question. It's a general question about Yiddishkeit. Why do we keep Shabbos and what's happening with Tefillin and with Kashrus? And this wants to understand all of this. Now, you give a very nice, the answer the Torah gives is a developed answer of Amarta Levincha, Avodim Hayinu Lefara B'Mitzrayim. So we were slaves, Vayitzein Hashem B'Mitzrayim, Yochazak Hashem took us out with a strong arm, Vayitzein Hashem Oisus, and Moisim Hashem did these wonders and these Gedolim, these awesome things, Rayim B'Mitzrayim, Lefara B'Chobesi Le'Nenu, we saw all this, Vayitzein Hayitzim Misham, he took us out, Leman Havyeson Lassis Lorenz, Oretz Hashem Nishba Labasin, to give us Eretz Yisrael, Vayitzavein Hashem Lassis, Kolachokim Elira, Hashem Lekane Letov, Lonu Kolayim Lechayasinikim, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, gave us these mitzvahs, we can have year of Hashem, we can have a relationship with Hashem. So therefore, Stokot Yelonu, it's good for us, it's the right thing. Ki Nishma Lassos, Kol HaMitzvah Zos, to guard these mitzvahs, do these mitzvahs, Lepnei Hashem, Alekeinu, Kashif Tivonu, just like he asked. What a beautiful answer. And it raises the question, why don't we give this answer in the Haggadah? Even though the question is not to do with Seder night, the answer really is. And therefore, it would have made so much sense for the Haggadah to say, Chacham Mavoyimet, V'af Ata Emeloi, and give him the whole answer here. It's a beautiful answer. Why does the Baal HaGadol, why is he Meshana? Why do we change? Now it gets more acute when it comes to the Rosha. Because the Rosha we locate, here it's over the page, on the handout, in Parshas Bo in Perek Yud Beis. In the middle of the original instruction to do Korban Pesach, so it says also, Shemaatim as a Tovah, say you should also keep this thing, L'chok L'chol of an Echad Olam, this should be eternal. This Anagha, carry on Korban Pesach, even in the future. And then, V'hoya ki yomru aleichem b'neichem moha avoidah zayz lochem. When your children say, what is this, Korban Pesach? Right, it's also not quite at Leila Seder they'd likely have asked this. This would L'chor have been in the afternoon before Pesach, when everybody's going up, shechting the Korban Pesach. But be that as it may, so the Torah gives a very nice answer. V'amartem, you should tell them, explain, if they ask what it is, say it, Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem, it's called a Korban Pesach. Asher Pesach Al-Bati B'nei Yisrael, because he was Pesach, he passed over, he jumped over the house of the B'nei Yisrael, B'Mitzrayim, B'Nogbeis Mitzrayim, when they were being smitten, V'esbotenu Hitzil, and we were saved. Wonderful answer, and the people were happy by Kodam V'Yishtach. That's a nice answer. And yet, we in the Haggadah, we have the Brisa gives us this. Rosh Amahu Ha'imem Maha Avodah Zayz Lachem, Lachem V'loi Lachem, we focus, he excludes, what is this to you? Excludes himself, Lefisha, Hoitzi Esatzmim, and a Klal Kofa Be'ikah, cause of this exclusion, that is a denial of the most fundamental issues here. And therefore, at a hake shinof, so you have to smash him back. This is why Hashem took me out of Egypt, and you emphasize li. It's me, loy loy, wouldn't have been him, loy Hashem, loy yonigo. What's the makar of this? What does this answer do? The Torah gave a very pleasant, nice answer. The Torah told you exactly how to speak. The Torah told you how to answer this child, and we went and gave a different answer. What is happening? Now the Tam, at least, is, we give pretty much the beginnings, at least the beginning of the answer that's given in the Torah. The Tam of Kurz and Perek Yud Gimel in Parshas Bo, just turning over the, yeah. Which is also not really about Seder night at all, actually. The Tam is bothered by issues of Bechor. Bechor Adam, Bechor Behema. The different halachas, maybe he's sitting there watching a pigeon a ben take place, and just says, what is this? What is going on? So tell him, Hashem took us out with a strong arm. And then we carry on. Etc. So at least we give the beginning of the answer to the simple child. The Tam gets the beginning of the answer. Although again, it's amazing that Haggadah makes it look like they're all talking about Seder night. Their questions are not really about Seder night at all. Chacham is generally bothered about all Torah mitzvahs. The Rosha, Korban Pesach, the Tam, Inyanim of Bechor. And then we change the answer. Now the She'enu Yodei Lishol is the one who, it's exactly as it's in the Torah. And that's a good, you know, it's like, here we just turn over. Says again back in Mitzrayim, "V'gadat ol avincha b'yoma hu leimar." Tell your child on that day, saying, "Bavur is there because of this. Asa Hashem li, this is what Hashem did for me." But say, "See me Mitzrayim when He took us out of Egypt." So this is the mystery. The mystery is why the Baal HaGadol switches the questions, brings it as if the questions are about Yetzias Mitzrayim when they're not necessarily at all, but then also changes the Torah's answers. And there's another very important question we can throw into this, which is that we say, Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah. You know, the Torah speaks, it gives, it's Chanech L'Nara, Pidarko, each child needs a different Mahalach and Chinuch, a different educational approach. And yet, amazingly enough, out of four children, we managed to give them only three answers. Isn't that unbelievable? Because two of them get exactly the same answer. Which two? Not the Chochom, the Rasha and the Einad Elishav. Right? We managed to, although the Torah gave the Rasha an answer, the Baal HaGadol doesn't seem to use the answer. Instead, it's like a copy and paste, you know, takes the Einad Elishav's answer and inserts it in place of the Rasha. Isn't that amazing? It's an amazing maneuver, right? Rasha, so we say to him, because of this, Al Shashem Li, this is what Hashem did for me, but say see me Mitzrayim when he took me out of Egypt, and you emphasize the word Li took me and it wouldn't have been you. But it's exactly the same answers we give to the Eino De Elisha, which raises a very important question. This is not Keneged Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, this is like a very strange... So what is going on over here? By the way, that pasuk, we can actually ask another question, which is almost the opposite. That pasuk occurs throughout the Haggadah. It's the most frequently quoted pasuk in the Haggadah, because the very next line, straight after we finish the Arba Bonim, is Yochol Merosh Chodesh. You might have thought we should do Haggadah from Rosh Chodesh. Why would you have thought Rosh Chodesh? Because that's when Moshe Rabbeinu was told about all these issues. So Talmud Loimas, it says, Bayom Hahu. It has to be on that day. If it was in that day, that famous day, so you'd think Mevoid Yom during the day. So it says, Bavor is there. Bavor is there because of this. Say, no, that's the Pasuk. V'gadatha levincha. Bayom hahu, lay on that day, saying, Bavor is there because of this. As Hashem li, betzeisi mitzrayim, what Hashem did for me when he took me out of Egypt. So we learn Hilchas HaGadol from that Pasuk. In fact, we use that Pasuk again. We use it right near the end of Maggid, just before we start the meal. We say, the crucial lines that we say, "Bechol dor v'dor chayav adam liras," is that in every generation a person has to see themselves as kilu who yotzem in Mitzrayim, as if we ourselves came out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam actually, adds the word that it's now we're coming out of Mitzrayim. Shenem, as it says, "Vehigadat alavincha," the Haggadah has to be to your child. Bayoma hu leimar, saying, "Ba'avur zeh as Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim." Because of this, Hashem took me out of Egypt. We use this pasuk throughout the Haggadah. In fact, it seems that the makar of the din of Rabban Gamliel, that you have to say Pesach, Matzah, Maror, is also because of Bavur Zeh, because of this. Bavur Zeh le'amarti, le'vashashish Matzah, Maror, Menachah, Nefanecha, because of this Hashem took me out of Egypt. They have to explain Matzah, Zuh, Pesach, they have to explain all these things. So, in fact, the Malbim says that really, to some degree, you could see the whole of the Haggadah structured around this Pasuk. You've got to do Haggadah, so you generate questions, because that's how you do Haggadah. Right? Levincha, to your child, so we spend time defining the Arba Bonim, which child. Bayomahu, on that day, so we spend time defining which day. Leimor, you begin the discussion and you get to Bavor Zeh, because of Pesach Matzah Moror, also Shem Li, Chol Dov Adoh, Chayav Adam Liris, Esat Vigiliyotzim Mitzrayim, Betzeisim Mitzrayim. This passage is absolutely central. Well, if that's the case, then we could ask another question, which is, okay, on the one hand, if you're going to say Keneged Arba Bonim, if you're going to say Torah speaks to four children, then don't use this answer twice. But if you're going to use it twice because it's such a profound message, so give it to all four children. And as Vimonav Shach, if you want to give a different approach, so give four different approaches. If you say this pasuk is so central, we have to give it, so then give it to all four children. So what is the Amkas over here? What is happening? And how does this help us understand the Haggadah as a whole? And the answer seems to, to begin, there's a few different steps to getting this clear. But the first point is that the Torah never actually uses the Lashon. In the Torah Shebichsav, we do not find any of the children labeled a Chochom, a Rasha, a Tama, a Eino De Elisha. The Poshup Chat in the Pesukim is that a child may turn around at this juncture and ask this question. Now, Chazal here, with the sensitivity to how the Masoros Torah Shebaal Peh, we understand which child is which. But the implication actually is, in given situation, children will naturally ask this type of question. When they're contemplating the Chiyuv of Torah and Mitzvahs in general, they might ask the Chochom's question. They're thinking generally about why we do everything, so the natural question you might be confronted with is the question of the wise child, of the Chochom. When they see something like Korban Pesach, That might provoke the question that becomes the Rosh's question, the cynical question. When they see things like Pidyon HaBen, they might just be surprised, and just you might have the simple child's question. And when it gets to Leila Seder, you know, we bring the Ve'nei Adei Nishol. But here's the intriguing point from all this, which is that although all their questions are all year round, the Chacham is asking all year round, the Talmud is asking about Inyanim of Bechor, but the answers are all oriented towards Leila Seder. In other words, no matter what the question is, any part of the year, the answer is always going back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's an amazing thing. The Chacham, as we saw inside, and the Tam, even though the question is not directed to on Pesach night, nevertheless the answer is. In other words, what we're doing in the Haggadah is we have to bring the Arab Abonim, we have to bring all the different questions from the year to Leil HaSeder. We have to bring anyone who's asked the question anytime, re-ask the question on Leila Seder, because Leila Seder is clearly the shorish, it's the root of whatever the answer will be any part of the year. In other words, Leila Seder is that night of chinuch that depends to a large degree on the question being asked. In fact, there's a very big mafteach to this point that comes from the Kedushas Levi. He points out that, you know, he asked obviously that it's interesting that we have this chiyuv on Pesach. We have no parallel question and answer educational session on any other night of the year. We could have on Leil HaSukkos a very good manishtana. Right? There's a lot of interesting things. Why are we eating in a sukkah? You know, why are we going to have Arab Aminim? We could have on Rosh Hashanah. We could have on almost any Yom Tov. And yet we don't. We only have it on Leil HaSeder. And he explains, based on the famous Machlokes in the Gemara, about where's the beginning of the year? Is it Nisan? Is it Tishri? And he explains that there's an Elu Ve'elu. In Tishri, we commemorate a world that was created purely out of chesed, in the sense that it was created without anyone deserving it. Nobody did anything. It's just the Briyas HaOlam. But a new Hanhaga, a new operational pathway comes into being in Nisan. Nisan is where what was created was an entity called Yisrael, which responds to the Rabban Shalom, which it's through our activities that the Hanhoga of the world is maneuvered. That Ashkocha, that Hashem's interaction with the world depends upon us. And therefore, the more open we are, the more we receive. Says the Kedushas Levi, therefore, the whole structure of Seder night has to be this. What's happening on Seder night is something that actually depends upon us. Literally commemorating this is what the Leil HaSeder really is. This is what Pesach really is. It's something that generates, for the first time, a new entity in the world called Yisrael, and that means that how much bracha, as it were, is totally, the entire Hanhoga, the entire operating of the world now depends upon us. And therefore, Lefi Dato Shoben Aviv Melamdoi, the moshel for that is that the more open the child is, the more you can teach. The more open we, as the children are, the more the Rabbein Shalom can teach, can give to us. And in fact, if one thinks about it, that's the obvious point of Leil HaSeder. On Leil HaSeder, to some degree, all of us are mechuyev to be the questioning children. The reason for that, phrase, you see that in Halacha. If a person's there with their children, the child asks the question, the adult teaches the answer. But if there's no children there, so you still have to do questions and answer. And even if you're alone, the halacha is, you can't just read the Haggadah and give yourself the answer. You have to ask yourself a question and answer. What is that about? So obviously question is the essence of the whole thing. Because, and this is the real key, the extent to which we're asking the question is the extent to which it's shaykh to discover what there is on Leil HaSeder. Which means that Leil HaSeder is being structured around something that is not just information. Information you do not need to have a question to access. If you know it already, you can do Chazara. But obviously Leil HaSeder is something else. It's responding to the extent to which we're asking the question. And if we think about that, we'll understand something amazing then. Because the Rosh and the Einei Adei Lishol have something very simple in common. The obvious reason that we would give them the same answer is to some degree they're asking the same question. To a large extent, a Rosha is also an Einei Adei Lishol. What does an Einei Adei Lishol mean? What do these words mean, someone who doesn't know how to ask a question? So often we conjure up in our mind, we imagine a very young child. But what are we imagining? What sort of child does not know how to ask questions? Any child who does not know how to ask questions does not know how to understand the answer that you'll give them. That's for sure. I have no chiyuv to be there. Any child that has the slightest chance of understanding what the words, Ba'avur zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeiti mimitzrayim, anyone who could understand those words knows how to ask a question. They might be a tam, but the average young child is not an Eino Yodea Lishol. An Eino Yodea Lishol, I haven't seen this beferish anywhere, but I think it's posh, and I think it comes out in many svarim in different ways. An Eino Yodea Lishol is literally, as it says, doesn't know how to be shoyel. Doesn't know, the word she'ela means to ask, but it means at depth to request. Like the Gross says on Nafshi B'She'elasi, V'Anagrakoshasi, the difference, she'ela is something I feel I can't live without. A she'ela is, I need this, I need to have this, because an Eino Yodea Lishol can be anybody. It can be somebody who's done Seder 50 times in their life, and is approaching the table. Maybe we're coming to educate everyone else at the Seder, but we have nothing to ask ourselves. We have nothing that we're really particularly seeking to discover. Even, we know it all already, that's also an Eino Yodea Lishol. An Eino Yodea Lishol can be someone too young or too ignorant to even realize they should be asking a question, but that's relatively simple to deal with. Just do strange things that night, and that's exactly why we do them. But there's a deeper type of Eino Yodea Lishol, a more worrying type of Eino Yodea Lishol. Somebody who's coming to the Seder night has no She'ela. There's nothing they want to be seeking. There's nothing they're searching for when Seder night comes around. And to that extent, the Rosh is certainly an Eino Yodea Lishol. Because it's true they are asking a question, but it is false that they are seeking any answer. They're asking a question to undermine somebody else's position. The kasha on your thing, I'm not really interested in finding out for myself. And therefore what the Baal HaGadol does is it aims, the first thing we do is we work on the Eino Yodea Lishol dimension. But therefore, if we put this together, we find a very powerful amkus emerging here. Which is that when we reach this part of the Leila Seder, the emes is that all of us have elements of all of these four. Exactly as the Bosh Pshat in the Mikros, in the Torah. That there's no person who's only a Chacham, and only a Rosh, and only a Tam, only a Deir Lishol. That there's certain situations that provoke those elements, but everybody has an aspect or element of Chochmah. Or at least most people do. Right? A desire to understand things at a deeper level. And everybody or might have some elements of rishus or some cynicism inside them. And everybody has some elements of tamimus and just wants to know more. And everybody has some aspects that are Eino Yodea Lishol that are just not seeking anymore. And we come to this Leila Seder, and what the Baal HaGadol is telling us is before we can really develop the answer, what we need to understand is the extent to which we're a chacham, there's going to be an amazing night. Leila Seder, the extent to which we're open, seeking, asking. Because the question of the Chacham is more than an informational question. The search for wisdom is going to open us up to possibilities on Leila Seder that will be more than information. Even the Tam who starts with a simple informational question, okay, but they're asking and they're interested, and therefore Leila Seder is going to be amazing. But the extent to which a person is blocked by their Eino Yodea Lishol elements, or just their cynical elements, the extent to which they are blocked by that, we have to provoke and rip open that aspect of each one of us until it transforms us into somebody who's able to receive the answer. Sorry, let me say that slightly stronger. Into somebody who's seriously searching and seeking. And therefore, the first thing we meet is this interesting change of the answer to the Torah. We are going to give the answers of the Torah. Do you know, all of the answers of the Torah do appear in the Haggadah. Where does the Rosh's answer actually appear? When we get to Rabban Gamliel at the end, and we say Pesach Matzah Moror, and we explain Korban Pesach, we say exactly the words that the Torah gave as the answer to the Rosh, right? We say exactly those words. We say that Pesach Shoya Avaseinu Oichlim Bizman Shebeis Hamikdash Yakayim Al Shum Al Shum Shepasach Kodesh Baruch Hu Batei Avaseinu Mitzrayim Shenem Avavartem Vamartem Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem Asher Pasach Al Batei Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Benogveis Mitzrayim Vespateinu etc. We give the answer. We explain it to Korban Pesach because Hashem skipped out and saved us. We do that. We're just not ready to do it right at that particular point in the Leil HaSeder. And we give the Chacham's answer. Because really, if you think about it, the entire content of the Seder is oriented around the Chacham's answer. We pointed out the Malbim says the structure, the Tzura of the Seder, maps itself around the answer to the Eino Yodea Lishol. But the content of the Seder, the Toichen, it is the actual messages are the Chacham's answers. Let's look again at what we say to the Chacham. This I saw, but I don't remember where. I apologize. If somebody knows the Makar, please tell me. But if you think about it, it's Poshut as well. In the sense that what do we say to the Chacham? Whenever they ask all you about, well, we already said that right at the very beginning. Then Vayitin Hashem Oisais Umoifsim Gedoilim Varayim B'Mitzrayim B'Far V'Chol Beisai Le'Enenu. That idea of we saw miracles and awesome things, that is the essence of the Haggadah of Aram Yehovah Dovi. It's an elaboration. All the drashas we do from Mitchila, from Mitchila, which is really the beginning of the Pirush of the four Psukim of Aram Yehovah Dovi, everything is oriented around those Psukim, and the Ikka message is all these oises and mois and these incredible miracles. We'll actually see when we go through all the other aspects and what we're trying to do there. But that this pasuk elaborated essentially through the psukim of Kisavoy and the drashas on them is exactly the message you have to give the Chacham. And then we say, Voisanu hoitzi misham. We came out, that's the B'chol Dor V'Dor. In fact, we actually quote this pasuk, we quote both psukim over there in B'chol Dor V'Dor. We say, Lo yasav oisenu b'vad gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, el af oisanu gaalim ayam. Not just our ancestors, we also came out. Shenem av oisanu hoitzi misham. Leman havi oisanu lases lono esa aritza shenishbala v'oisenu. So the answer to the Chacham is basically the structure of is the actual content of the whole Haggadah. And then we've got to do these mitzvahs, that's Rabban Gamliel. And then we actually go and do the mitzvahs. So actually what we do is we do meet all the answers to all the children. In essence what we said, and that's exactly what we say to the Chacham, say it to him. No, say what we say in the Torah, but do it Kilchas HaPesach. Do it in the Tzura of Mishnayos Psachim. The way that, which is literally just saying, do it like the Haggadah does it, which slightly changes the order of things to be more in the Tzura of the other. But at this stage, before we can do any of that, before we can give the answer the Torah gave, the first thing we have to do is ensure that we are being shoyel, that we are seeking and searching. And when we understand that, we begin to see the whole first part of the Haggadah, exactly what's going on. Because the halach on the chiyuvim in the beginning of the Haggadah is exactly this. You have to make a shinu ba'isa alayla. That's what's brought down in halacha. You have to do strange things. And the strange things we do, you know, we do strange things, we remove the table, or nowadays we cover, but we do strange things, so we announce that we do karpas, we try and make as many shinuyim as possible, and the Gemara says, I mean, you could start throwing out nuts and sweets, you could do anything, you could jump off your chair if you wanted to. You need to get somebody to ask the question, why are we doing these things? Then it's the machlokes rishonim. If it's possible, and the Gemara sounds, that's it. You actually don't need to do Manish Tana anymore. Tosfos says, no, you have to turn those questions into Manish Tana. But whichever way you go, the point is there has to be a genuine question. And when the genuine question finally arrives, you know what answer we give the child? We give a very, very brief summary of the beginnings of what will become an answer. Avodah Mayinu Lefar B'Mitzrayim. We were slaves, Hashem took us out. And therefore, we have a mitzvah to have a real deep conversation. In other words, to some degree what we're saying is the reason we did all this, why do we do these things? So that you would ask the question. Because we have to have a major discussion. And this discussion cannot work. It depends on the extent to which you're seeking, searching, and open. That is what has to happen. And that's exactly what we then go on to do. We say that we go through this whole myself of the Tanoim. Because, you see, at this point, we think we've all done Seder 100 times before. We are really some degree in Eliyahu De'Elishol. Maybe we found a few nice little vaults that we want to share again, but we could even be the school kid who comes out from school with a notebook to educate everybody else. But we aren't coming to learn anything. This is for us. So then we have to understand life and think about it, says the Baal HaGadol. We may come thinking we know everything already. We're the Kulonu Chachom and Kulonu Nevoilim. But look at the Maaseh of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Nazariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tam. I mean, these are the people who wrote the whole... These are Chazal. In everything we have, Hashemipiyim Anu Chayim, every word in that Gada ultimately is their personal things. And yet, they were able to stay up the whole night. Then maybe we also have something to learn. And then turns that God around and says, there's a Kenegad Arba Bonim Dibra Torah, but before we do then, understand that we have to attack and blast the elements of us that are not desperately seeking and searching. Because Leila Seder is going to be a journey. And it's a journey that can lift people to the highest possible places. It's a journey that can take us from the one who bavur zas Hashem leave aloy loy into I also came out of Mitzrayim. It's a journey where we can relive the whole thing and reach madrigals that are unfathomable. It is not a journey based on information. It's a journey that's based on one thing only. The extent to which we're searching and we're seeking. The extent to which we're genuinely shoyel. Really desperate to know, to understand, and ultimately to connect to the Rabbeinu Shloim. And then the rest of the Haggadah, once we finally got to this place where we've been ripped open and provoked into starting to ask, that's all that needs to happen. Just start with a serious question, and from there we can build the world. From there we can be Yotzei Mitzrayim. And that, in Yitz Hashem, I believe if we're zeichet to have another part, we'll start to see a little bit of how the Baal Haggadah then develops this further, in Yitz Hashem.